Hello and welcome to Organ First Radio. Well, as the first of the month is, or was, depending on when you hear this programme, St David's Day, I thought it'd be nice to include a few of the organists who come from Wales. Yucky duh! Although not recognised as a public holiday in the UK, the Feast of St David, the patron saint of Wales, always falls on the 1st of March, the day of St David's death in 589 AD. There are many tunes that one immediately associates with this lovely part of our country, and none more so than the song composed by Joseph Parry, first published in 1875, and played for us now on his residence, 2 Manual 6 Rank Wurlitzer. This is the Welsh wizard himself, Byron Jones, and Mafanwy. Mafanwy, played there by Byron Jones. And there'll be other Welsh organists contributing to the show throughout the next 60 minutes of Organ First Radio. But right now, I began to realise when I was doing a recent inventory of my organ music collection that I'd got a number of recordings issued by the Hal Leonard Publishing House on the Windmill label by electronic organists, some more well known than others. The collective factor about these releases of the 70s and 80s was that they were usually a showcase for the launch of a new electronic organ model. For instance, the Kimball Fascination model, which is about to be showcased by Jim McGill, the product and development manager for the company. This is the lively Maple Leaf Rag. Jim McGill and the Maple Leaf Rag were not to be outranked in the Kimball hierarchy back in 1978. Side 2 of this disc features the retail training and merchandising director for Kimball, an organist by the name of John Norton, who's about to play Where Is the Love? Norton and Where Is the Love? Back now to another Welsh organist, namely Len Rawl, MBE, who was born in Tonopandy. Now, we often hear him on Wurlitzer pipe organ, but for a brief change, this is a track from a CD that he made featuring a Mohler organ owned by one of the family members from the German organ building company of Laukuff. Len was asked to include certain tunes by the Laukuff family, and it was therefore no surprise that included were one each by Klaus von der Lisch and Franz Lambert. The first is one of Klaus's many compositions, simply titled Rhythm, and the second, although not a Lambert composition, does appear on his recordings, and it's called You Can Only Give Your Heart Away Once. So, here's Len to play both.
Thank you.
Len Rawl with Rhythm and You Can Only Give Your Heart Away Once. Two tracks played on the Möhler organ owned by a family member of the German-based Laukoff Organ Building Company. Now, mention of Klaus Wunderlich, who do you think this is? Cassock Shock, Azura and La Paloma Blanca. Well, Klaus fans might well have wondered if it was the man himself, especially as the medley is just the sort of thing that he was renowned for creating in his Hammond Pops days. But in fact, it's an advanced track from a forthcoming CD by good friend John Kiffin. I don't have a release date for it yet, but do have a title. Are you ready for this one? It's going to be called Covidia. And for that, you have to give full marks to John, who's got a somewhat wry and crazy sense of humour at times. Well, let's enjoy another track, although this is one that Klaus never recorded. Sweet Child of Mine. Sweet Child of Mine, a song by American rock band Guns N' Roses, which appeared on their debut album, Appetite for Destruction, but played there by John Kiffin on Versi and taken from his forthcoming Covidia CD. Cracks me up every time I think of that. Just have to be very careful I don't use another word by mistake. Right, onwards and upwards. Had a request from Mark Pye, a regular listener to Organ First Radio, asking me to try and find a recording of Bobby Pagan playing a tune called In the Tivoli Gardens. Now, although Bobby did write the tune, and it was published as a piano solo, he does not appear to have recorded it, unless it's one that he did record during his Palladium Copenhagen days, and for some unknown reason was never released. So the nearest I can come up with is this one, a tune that which follows his signature tune, Pagan Love Song, and it's called Copenhagen, You've Taken My Heart. Here's Bobby Pagan. And sandwiched between his signature tune, that was Bobby Pagan playing Copenhagen, You've Taken My Heart, which he also happened to compose. That extract was from a concert recorded back in 1975 when Bobby was 71 years of age. The location was the Dreamland Cinema Margate with the 4-manual 19-rank Compton Noteman organ, which I think might still be in there. Back now to another of those unusual dealer demo releases featuring the sounds from the relevant organ manufacturers that were around in the late 70s. This time it's the turn of the product manager of the Baldwin Organ Company, Hal Vincent, and the manager of the organ education programs, Wayne Wilkinson. The former Baldwin Pro Treble 2 model is the first one to be heard, with Hal Vincent playing Tin Roof Blues. Tin Roof Blues, played there by Hal Vincent. Over on the other side of the studio is Wayne Wilkinson, seated at the Baldwin Fanfare Deluxe model, who invites you to watch what happens. Thank you. Two tracks from the demo LP titled Music Mates, which both feature artists and models from the Baldwin range back in 1979. Now, one Welsh organist I couldn't leave out of this programme was the much respected and versatile Doreen Chadwick, who was born in Maesgoed in Pontypridd, South Wales. For her contribution to this month's show, I've chosen this lovely track, which she made at the Christie Organ from the Pyramid Cinema in Sale when it had just been reinstalled at the Blue Coat School in Oldham. Mighty Like a Rose, beautifully played by the late and great and still sadly missed Doreen Chadwick. Now, it did occur to me that one tune that would fit nicely into the scheme of things was the Philip Green composition titled The March Hare, a piece of music that you often heard on the radio in days gone by and which gained popularity as the theme music for the 1956 film of the same name. To play it, here's Howard Beaumont with a track from his CD Sunderland Revisited, featuring the former Regal Sunderland Compton organ when it was installed in the Ryhope Community Centre. March Hare, played by Howard Beaumont, and I'm going to remain with Howard for this next item because it's time to link him, talent and friendship-wise, with John Taylor, who, with his wife Jean and their sons Richard and Christopher, ran the famous Grosvenor Studios in Birmingham for many years. John Taylor celebrated his 100th birthday a couple of months ago and by all accounts received cards and congratulations from around the world. Now, when the Grosvenor Studios was up and running, Howard and John did a series of LPs and CDs with John at the piano and Howard playing any number of different organs, and, now seated at their respective instruments and taken from Volume 6 of their As Time Goes By series, is Symphony. Composition there, Symphony, played by John Taylor on Yamaha piano, Howard Beaumont on Kauai SR6, and Chris Taylor on percussion. And I'm sure everyone who purchased Grosvenor Studios recordings over a great many years would say, what a great debt we owe to the Taylor family for providing us with hours of recorded enjoyment when all around them, the majority of record labels didn't want anything to do with the music that we all love. Up next is Frank Reno, one of several artists on a Windmill Demonstration LP dedicated to the music of Walt Disney. The organ this time is the Lowry Celebration model, in production in the late 70s, and this is the Academy Award-winning best song for 1940, When You Wish Upon a Star. Thank you. Some nice theatrical sounds there from The Lowry Celebration and When You Wish Upon a Star from the Disney film Pinocchio, played there by Frank Reno. Now, to end, the glorious sounds of the mighty Mola organ in the Fox Cinema in Atlanta. One evening, idly channel-hopping on YouTube, I'm suddenly faced with the sight and sound of the mighty Moe's refurbished console rising majestically into view, with Ken Double at the console playing a programme of music specially formulated for Valentine's Day. Now, I'm sorry to say I don't have any recordings of Ken Double in my collection, but thanks to his generosity, that is all about to change, and I will most certainly be sharing some tracks with you in future programmes. Now, already in the show today, we've heard music associated with two famous electronic organists, and this next piece will make it number three. Composed by Hammond organist Jimmy Leach, this is his descriptive comedic bank robbery number titled Smash and Grab, expertly played by Richard Hills on the Mighty Moe in a live concert back in 2004. Smash and Grab, musically interpreted there by Richard Hills at the Fox Atlanta Mighty Moe. And with that, it's time for me to sign off until the April edition of Organ First Radio, when I'll try my hardest not to play any April Fool's jokes on you. Just good music. From yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.